Welcome back to Castle Country Focus. Joining us in the studio today, we have Morgan Jacobson, the Conservation Outreach Manager of the DWR. Morgan, always a pleasure to get you in. Thank you.
Great to be back with you, Jordan.
It's been a while.
Yeah, it has. It's, you know, you've been on vacation and now we're back and we're back to business.
We're
right?
back to business, yes, yes. And I know it is a very busy time for you guys. Right in the middle of summer, you guys have something going on all the time. I mean, if we're talking about Free Fish Day or if we're talking about, I know you guys had the gun clinic for the women here
we
recently.
Did. Yep.
And now we're talking about an archery clinic that's coming up. So you guys have put together a series of events that are free or relatively cheap.
Yeah, they're all free. They're all free. It's, you know, it's if you can get there, we'll provide you with the learning experience and the fun. So so we've got a couple of events happening in June. So on June 16th, we're having an archery clinic here just west of town here in Price, out at Gordon Creek Wildlife Management Area. We're super excited about it. It's a chance to come out if, you know, whether you're brand new to archery, if you've never shot a bow and arrow before, or if, you know, if you have some experience, perhaps you go bow hunting or something like that. This clinic has something for you. We're working with Sportsman's Corner over at Bill's Home Furnishings to provide some door prizes for people to walk away with at the end of the day. It'll be from 9 in the morning to 11 a.m. We're asking people to go online and register. We'll tell you how to do that if you'll just call our office. So call 435-613-3707. We'll provide you with a link to go online and register and get signed up. And that'll give you some directions on how to get out there, how to find where this clinic is, and we're super excited about it.
Is there a limit to how many people can register for this event?
No, not at all. We're hoping to get as many people as we can. There's a really good variety of opportunities here. So youth are welcome as well as adults. We'll have bows and arrows for all different age classes and abilities and lots of different targets too. So I don't know if you've ever shot archery before, Jordan. Mm-hmm. Have you ever shot a bow?
Yeah.
So it is hard.
It's difficult,
but it's fun, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And especially if you get some cool targets to shoot at, it makes it a lot more fun. So we're gonna have some traditional bullseye targets. As well as 3D archery targets. We've got a collection of 3D wildlife targets for people to practice with. And we'll also have something new this year. We'll have a moving target archery range. So we'll have a device that throws archery targets in the air, and you try and shoot them out of the air, and it's a lot of fun. So we hope people will be interested about it and learn, you know, something about archery, how to get involved in archery, how to take their skills to the next level, how to go bow hunting. But even if you're not interested in hunting at all, this is a really fun clinic, and we're excited about it.
Archery is a sport. It's a skill, and it's a you know. And look, it's fun that we're talking about archery because it wasn't that long ago we were talking about some of our middle schools here representing Price in national tournaments.
That's right.
And so it seems like archery is getting bigger and bigger.
It is. Well, and it's, you know, it's what I love about archery personally is it's a chance to really focus on something, to clear your mind. You focus on making your shot, and really it's a great way to just kind of relax and have fun. And like you mentioned, it's a growing sport in the country. It's a great opportunity for youth to get involved. To, you know, it's a sport where anybody, just about anybody, can get involved with. So we hope people will come and check out and see what it's all about, and join us on Saturday, June 16th, out of Gordon Creek Wildlife Management Area, from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. And again, registration is required for this clinic, but it's all free. Call our office at 435-613-3707, and we'll get you signed up.
And it's for all skill levels as well.
All skill levels, all ages, all abilities, all levels of interest. So, we've got something for everybody.
Again, we're being joined right now by Morgan Jacobson of the DWR. Outside of the archery clinic that you guys have up and coming, what else is in store here over the next couple of weeks?
Yeah, so you know, I think a couple of weeks ago you talked with our Lieutenant Ben Wolford about an event called Wildlife and Wardens. It's actually happening on Saturday, June 9th, which happens to be Free Fishing Day in Utah. And as I'm sure you're aware, and many of your listeners are aware, Free Fishing Day is the one day out of the year where you don't need a fishing license to fish in Utah. You know, fishing is free. Still, other regulations like possession limit and things like that are still in place, but you don't need a fishing license. So on June 9th, we're having wildlife and wardens down at the Carbon County Fairgrounds. We'll have officers there with fishing poles and bait and tackle for people to catch fish out of the Carbon County Pond. We'll have a lot of this archery equipment that we talked about will also be there for kids to shoot and have fun with. We'll have different, you know, opportunities to learn about wildlife. I've got a big collection of pelts and antlers and all kinds of cool stuff for people to pick up and look at. So that's Saturday, June 9th. Again, we ask people to register for that as well. You can register by calling the same number, 435-613-3707, and we'll point you in the right direction on how to get signed up and when that's taking place. So and we'll feed you lunch out there too. So it's we're really excited about it.
You can't beat that. It's going to be a great day. That's coming up this Saturday. The week after that, you have the archery clinic. Do things slow down at all for you guys in the summer? I mean, these events are fun, but I know they're a lot of work.
Yeah, they are a lot of work, but we're happy to put them together and we're happy to provide an event that we don't have to charge people for. We want wildlife to be enjoyable for everyone at as little cost as possible. So, things are busy. We're looking forward to later on this summer to having possibly another fly fishing clinic, and possibly some more shooting events. So stay tuned with that. And if you're interested in learning more about what kinds of events we have offered throughout the state, not just here in Castle Country, but anywhere in Utah, log on to Facebook and check out our Facebook page at Utah Division of Wildlife Resources. Click on events and you can see all kinds of things happening throughout the state. So lots of exciting stuff, and we hope people will get involved and get excited about it.
Well, Morgan, I always appreciate you stopping by and talking about some of the upcoming events. I know before you know it, we'll be talking about what's happening in July, which I'm sure you guys have a whole slate of things again lined up for next month. I know we're at the beginning of June, but before you know it, we'll be in July.
Well, before you know it, summer will be over, and then it'll be fall again. So
that's right.
Got to enjoy it while it lasts.
Definitely. Definitely. Morgan, thank you again.
Hey, thanks, Jordan.
For more information on this Castle Country Focus interview and others, just make sure you visit castlecountryradio.com.